Hey, how you doing? How's your Friday morning going for you? Well, guess what? Life in Sydney is about to get a whole lot better because the Sydney Opera House has at last revealed the full lineup for its centrepiece contemporary music event, Vivid Live 2023, taking place from Friday the 26th of May to Saturday 17th of June as part of Vivid Sydney, Australia's largest festival of light, music, ideas, and this year, food. Ben Marshall is the creative mind behind contemporary music at the Sydney Opera House and Vivid Live curator. Under his curatorship, we've had people like Nick Cave, Ryuichi Sakamoto, Wu-Tang Clan, Iggy Pop and Lizzo, and I'm so happy to welcome to the studio Ben Marshall. Hey, how are you going?
I'm going great, Danny. Thank you so much for having me in. An awesome RVG tune to introduce it all.
Yes. Well, don't worry. It's all very, very tightly planned out this show, mate. We're going to do this bad boy record style because the lineup for Vivid Live 2023 is just absolutely massive. You're going to be the feature artist. I'm going to be Puff Daddy. You're going to let us know what's on, and periodically I will interject with some and a few woo. What's on at Vivid Live 2023, Ben?
It's such a pleasure to help kind of galvanize the city again. We were talking earlier about, you know, what Vivid did last year, I think, that helped crystallize people coming back and going out. So this year it's a whole lot bigger again because the borders are open and we can program broadly. So it's more than 45 artists, about 20 of those are international, 6 major Australian exclusives, 3 orchestral projects, 4 party collectives. And it's, the exclusive works are Jose Gonzalez doing his global premiere of the 20th anniversary of his Seismic Veneer album. Mm. He is unbelievably kind of hear a pin drop when he performs live. We have Cat Power, a.k.a. Sean Marshall, recreating Bob Dylan's legendary 1966 concert at the Royal Albert Hall in London.
This is very exciting.
This is amazing. I mean, it's the concert, you know, he did first half folk acoustic and second half electric and got the Judas shout out. Cat Power's performed this once before, fittingly at the Royal Albert Hall in London towards the end of last year. This is the second ever performance in the world. She is looking to release an album of these performances.
Wow.
And is flying journalists out from New York and London. So Sean is, you know, she's played the Opera House. She did her Moonpix anniversary at Vivid in 2018, performed with us in 2011. She's a singular artist.
Do you need someone to come in and shout out Judas? Because I'm very available.
Let's see if that entire audience picks up on it. We have Max Richter, you know, who is no stranger to Sydney. We presented his Sydney debut back in 2014. The sleep performances he did for Vivid Live in 2016, where he performed for 8 hours overnight to 200 people in beds, is still being talked about. And we're so proud to bring him back for the Australian premiere of Ambient Orchestra, which is with the Sydney Symphony, which will be just glorious.
Mm.
When Solange went back to the States after doing her Vivid performances in 2018, she was sort of sprinkling professional envy in her social circle. And Devonta Hines, otherwise known as Blood Orange, was one of the first artists to kind of come shooting back going, I want to play Sydney Opera House. What can we do?
Oh, my God. Well, just on that point, that Solange gig was just the most amazing thing I've ever seen, because obviously the songs are just fantastic, presented in such an amazing way, and the show was just unbelievable.
Oh, it was a Swiss watch, wasn't it? And I think that's why Solange and Devonta Hines get on so well. They're incredibly ambitious. They want to reach a lot of people, but they don't want to compromise, and they've got a singular vision. And he's doing his selected classical works, obviously brilliant pieces for the film soundtrack for Call Me By My Name. And that's with the Sydney Symphony Orchestra, and that is an Australian exclusive. And Devonta Hines, as far as I'm aware, has played one show in Sydney at the Good God Super Club about a decade ago. So this is, for all intents and purposes, his sort of headline Sydney debut. But artists like Yeji, I just think, Korean-American breakthrough act, she is just amazing. Blew through 5,000 tickets in New York in 24 hours. We had her playing in the studio as a little club gig 5 years ago. She is absolutely kind of about to pop. Being able to bring back artists like Ella May, she's just, you know, hitting Solange, kind of her levels, HER, we had back in 2018 as well. That's going to be huge. And we, you know, beyond thrilled to have the Sydney debut of Ethel Kane. She's a really young artist, raised Southern Baptist in Florida, came out as gay when she was 12, came out as a trans woman at 20, and has just become this gigantic rallying point, one of the fastest things in the pre-sale to go. That's we put her in far too small a room. She's just gonna pop.
Oh, so much going on here. Look, we're gonna have to take a song and come back and do some more. One of the long-standing parties that's happened is the Mad Racket Party.
Can't talk highly enough about Simon, Ken, Zooty, and Jimmy. The Mad Racket guys have been doing house and techno kind of underground parties in industrial corners of Marrickville for almost 25 years.
Best in the world,
best
I would
in
argue.
The world. Every time I'm at a great club gig anywhere in the world, I look around and go, it's just like a Mad Racket. You need a good community, you need a good sound system, and you need good music. And if you tick all those things, you've got what it takes. They're an amazing outfit. We invite kind of these party collectives like House of Mints, Mad Rackets, Picnic, Future Classic, because these are the groups we think make Sydney worth living. We want the international superstars. We want the Devontae Hines, Max Richter's sort of engages, but we also want the people who make Sydney interesting, like the Necks and Mad Racket with Plaid in the studio is just going to go off.
Ben, stick around. The headline act for the Mad Racket Party from the UK, it's Plaid. We're just going to take one of their tracks now called Dances. We are not through this Vivid 2023 lineup. Vivid Live is back, baby. Ben Marshall's in the studio with us here at 2SER Breakfast. We'll be back in a second to go through everything else that's on. You are tuned into 2SER Breakfast. The track you're listening to right now by Plaid is called Dances. Plaid are going to be appearing at the Opera House as part of Vivid Live 2023. They'll be at the Mad Racket Party, headlining that one, along with Ken Cloud, Simon Caldwell, Jimmy James, and Zoote. We've got Ben Marshall in the studios here at 2SER Breakfast right now, letting us know all about Vivid Live 2023. We've rattled off some of the stuff that's happening. I know there's still more to go. What else is making you excited about Vivid Live 2023?
Wise Blood. She is just going to blow the roof off the Jones Sutherland Theatre, and that is going to sell out unbelievably quickly as well.
And a 2SER favourite's Wise Blood.
She's amazing, absolutely amazing. I'm almost sort of, you know, it's been too long for her to make her Sydney Opera House debut, but that will go extraordinarily well. You know, Plaid, one of the originals on Warp Records, and another original from Warp Records is Tom Jenkinson, a.k.a. Square Pusher, who I think after AFA Aphex Twin is one of, you know, the giant leading lights of IDM, and live, just a force, a full bore AV live bass kind of spectacular, quite almost overwhelming. His last performance in Australia was for Vivid Live in 2015 in the Jones Sutherland Theatre. This will be extraordinary. And another one which is really close to my heart is Sleaford Mods. I just think are a brilliant act and a voice contemporary music needs.
Yes, a new album UK Groom is out now. You'll be hearing a whole lot more of that on 2SER in the next little while.
So much fun to kind of welcome them through, and almost sort of, you know, a discordant setting, but at the same time I think perfect.
Suits them, doesn't it?
Welcome them in, exactly.
One thing that's jumping out to me is these two posh isolation gigs.
Oh, those are awesome. We're talking about, you know, Assets to Sydney and Mad Racket and Carly from Picnic, and the Sydney punk band Lowlife are, I think, one of our absolute treasures. They blew the studio apart last year. There was a massive mosh. Kids were kind of manager for Gordy was in the foyer as his four kids kind of flew out of Lowlife with kind of bleeding noses from the mosh pit. So what is going on here? But the band's just, they're just so good. And Mitch Tolman, the lead singer of Lowlife, was in holiday in Scandinavia, kind of sleeping on floors and hanging out with friends in the post-punk scene over there. And because the architect of the Opera House is Danish, Jørn Utzon, and the Scandinavians all really know the Opera House.
Yeah.
And they sort of couldn't believe when Josh would, you know, was saying, you know, I've played the Opera House. And they went, can you get us a gig there? And so Mitch comes back and emails me. It's like, I've got an idea. We do, you know, the Danish thing, Opera House connection, and get a bunch of Scandinavian punk and post-punk bands in. I said, it's a brilliant idea. So he's curated these two nights of Posh Isolation, the Swedish post-punk label. And first night is Hate Rock, Lust for Youth, Croatian and More, and Wael Hoy. And on the next night, it's Ice Age, Low Life, and Dan, the lead singer of Total Control.
Yeah, it's DX.
DX. So those are going to just be phenomenal.
Oh, man. All that said, we've got Becca Hatch is on Birds and Fred Leone.
Both amazing sets of artists. Birds and Fred Leone is a new project called Gira. That'll be really special. I mean, Becca Hatch is just a superstar in the making. We're so proud to present the young Bundjalung man, Bujara. He's just fresh off his support for Ed Sheeran around the country. He's just a complete breakout star, I think. He performed with Vance Joy on the forecourt for us and as part of Barabawari a while back, but this is his first headline show and he's just such an incredible young talent.
And would I imagine that the culmination of all of this is Life Enlivened by John Olsen and Curious?
Absolutely. It's, you know, it's the Sydney Opera House's 50th year and we're a house for everyone. And that's what we hope this kind of, you know, celebration of hip hop and dance music and punk and post-punk, it's everybody's house. And in the 50th year, we wanted to celebrate the artists who were inside the house as well as the architect that built it. And John Olsen, as well as being one of Australia's most legendary artists, very famously, of course, created a mural called My Salute to Five Bells in the northern foyer of the concert hall. So if you're ever on the purple carpet and the curtains are apart and there's that Miro-esque kind of mural, that is an original John Olsen work that he painted while the Opera House was being built and getting a really hard time from all the early 1970s builders on a building site. It's quite brutal, his descriptions of it. But we're taking Dr. Deborah Hart, who's the head curator of Australian art at the National Gallery of Australia, has taken an amazing selection of his most significant works, and these are being animated into a new artwork by Sydney's creative technologist Curious, and the work is called Life Enlivened, and it's going to be beautiful.
Vivid Live 2023, taking place from Friday 26th of May to Saturday 17th of June. Best place to go to would be the Opera House website, sydneyoperahouse.com.
That's right. We go on sale today at midday and just head to Sydney Opera House and look for Vivid Live.
Ben Marshall, thank you so much for joining us here on 2SER Breakfast, bringing life back to Sydney. I can't wait for it.
Thank you very much, Danny. Pleasure to be here.
Periodically, I will interject.